What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener and business builder, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. Today, we are talking about how little intentional decisions add up very quickly and what that means in the context of your brand. Let's hop into it. So I was doing another CMO series interview earlier today with Jenny Rooney, who runs the CMO network at Forbes. She's interviewed thousands of CMOs. We were talking about the value of a CMO, how much of their job is focused on brand. It was the combination of that conversation with her, with me also just thinking recently about like what are the most important brand touch points at Morning Brew and how should we be prioritizing them? And so this is something that I would suggest every business does, especially every startup. And it kind of doesn't matter what function you're in. But my view is that everyone should periodically do an audit of all of the ways that you have a touch point with your customer, because those are brand touch points. Those are saying something about your brand. And you should think about, are they communicating what you want them to communicate about your brand to build a better relationship with your customer? And so I went through this activity. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my audit of some of what I believe are the most important brand touch points at Morning Brew, how I would think about prioritizing them, and why I think it's so important for everyone in every business to go through this activity. The first is the obvious one, Morning Brew's landing page. We drive hundreds of thousands of people every month to Morning Brew's landing page. For those of you that are listening or that are like, what's the difference between a landing page and a website? Very simply, a landing page is meant to capture your email and then have you go somewhere else, which for us is our email newsletter. A website is built to, in a lot of cases, just keep you on site and keep you browsing and actually consuming content. Our landing page is incredibly important because we spend a ton of money to get people to sign up for Morning Brew. And that is oftentimes the first touch point that you have with our brand. You go to our landing page, it says something about what Morning Brew is, what our newsletter is, and it asks you to subscribe. That communicates something about us that is quite literally the first impression of Morning Brew. The second thing on my audit was Morning Brew's slogan and Morning Brew's one-liner. So everything from literally the sentence on our landing page about what Morning Brew is, to the description on our social media accounts, to on LinkedIn, our bio. What is the one sentence that describes who we are? Why do I think that's so important? Because at the end of the day, the way that so many people hear about Morning Brew, and this isn't just for Morning Brew, hear about businesses in general, is through referral, right? Someone becomes your customer, they love your product, and then they tell their friends, their family, their coworkers about your product. Think about how they communicate to their friends and their family what your product is. Oftentimes, it's going to be exactly how you described yourself to them, because it is my view, I've said this in a past episode, that human beings are parrots, meaning what you say to them, they will repeat back to their peers. And so we have to think about what do we want our readers to parrot to their network that we believe sets us up for success in building a relationship with the people that they refer to us. To me, that's why a one-liner, whether it's a one-line description in our newsletter, a one-line description on our landing page, or a one-line description on social media is so incredibly important. The third and probably as obvious is our newsletter template. 2.5 million people in our ecosystem consume Morning Brew's daily newsletter. That is a shit ton of people. And everything in our newsletter communicates something about our brand. It communicates whether we care about design. It communicates what our voice is. It communicates how we prioritize what stories are most important in the business world. It communicates how we cross-promote other products within the Morning Brew master brand other than our daily newsletter. Having a ton of intentionality around our template, super important as well. The next I would actually say is less high profile and less public, but I would actually argue as important. And this is our responses to readers. The beautiful thing about email is that it is incredibly intimate. You own the relationship with your audience and that your reader can hit reply and talk to you, the company. And what we found is over time, this has scaled in unison with our audience. We get hundreds, if not thousands, of responses from our readers on a daily basis. The reason this brand touch point is so incredibly difficult is because it's so hard to scale this as we get more replies. In the early days, it was 10, then it was 50, then it was 100. Now we're talking about 500 plus replies a day. How do you maintain that brand touch point when you literally have to respond to 500 people? At the same time, though, I cannot think of a more quality interaction or brand touch point to turn one of our readers into a champion of us. If you think about it, someone who decided to email us feels some strong sense of emotion to Morning Brew as a brand. They hate us or they love us. It's generally not something in the middle. And so we have the ability through responding to readers to either turn someone from hater to something more in the middle, hopefully to lover, or from a lover to a champion of the brand who literally becomes a seller of the Morning Brew story and the product. It is such an incredible touch point to focus on. And I also think that this intimate touch point can become a PR moment. Imagine a world in which Morning Brew's responses to readers are done in the same, you know, tongue-in-cheek, wittiness, and voice that we do our email newsletter with, where people actually laugh from our replies and people start sharing on social and sharing publicly the way that Morning Brew responds to their one-on-one email with us. It can actually be an incredible driver of PR and of brand. Other things on my audit included Morning Brew's content on social. Social media is oftentimes one of the first ways that a potential customer engages with your brand. DMs on social, similar to someone who's emailing you in the inbox. Another huge one is our swag. Swag is so important because swag is focused on your most valuable readers. People who have either picked to purchase your clothing, your merchandise, or people who have chosen to share Morning Brew and earn swag. So they are some of your power readers. So to me, this touch point is all about what is the swag? How is it packaged? And are we fulfilling it in the right manner? What is the swag is so important because at the end of the day, it not only communicates what our brand is, but it has the ability to be a marketing channel itself. The example that I use is literally just last week, there's a TikToker who has, I think, 100,000 followers. He gets hundreds of thousands of views per TikTok video, and he has a Morning Brew sticker on his laptop. The way he does his videos is he always has his laptop in front of his camera. So Morning Brew is getting hundreds of thousands of free impressions because we made the right impact with a reader. We sent them swag that they valued, and now they put that swag on their computer for the world to see. As important as the swag itself, like I said, is fulfillment. We have a relationship with our reader. Our reader puts in work to be able to earn swag from us. So, you know, a challenge that we've experienced in the past is the overload of readers that earn swag. The best example is we recently did a giveaway of joggers. We thought we were going to give away hundreds, maybe a few thousand joggers. We gave away over 8,000 joggers. We weren't set up to fulfill joggers at that scale. We literally became a clothing company overnight, and we didn't have the supply chain know-how to manage that. And I think it's so important for us moving forward to understand it's not just about creating great swag. It's about creating and delivering great swag in a way that creates the right relationship with our power users. A few other things on the audit. The language for our referrals or callouts on social. So when you decide to click share this story or to click share this newsletter on social, what is the language that's pre-written so that we know you're communicating the right message about our business on social media? Same thing is the automated email drip. When you sign up for Morning Brew, you get an email from us, you know, 1, 3, and 6 weeks afterwards. Those are such important touch points with people who are clearly staying engaged with our product. How do we make those incredibly valuable and worth your time? All of this to say that someone at every company needs to own your brand touch points or it will never get done, especially in a startup, which necessarily so is so focused on performance marketing and not brand, because at the end of the day, you are strapped for capital. And as a startup, all you're thinking about is how do I put a dollar into marketing and get more than a dollar out? And especially in the early days of a business, when you're not going to have a head of brand, you're going to have maybe a small marketing department, again, who's focused on Facebook ads, Instagram ads, et cetera. But if you don't put the right practices in place to have the right decisions made about each of your most important brand touch points, you are going to find that there's going to be dilution to your brand, the perception of your brand, and the strength of the relationship that you have with your customer over time. And so I think everyone needs to be really thoughtful about who is going to be the person that owns brand touch points. I don't want to even say brand overall, but brand touch points, and prioritizes making those brand touch points delightful and amazing for your customers. And my view is it either has to be someone from your marketing team who flexes, or it has to be one of your founders. And the positive side of this is that everything that I just mentioned is not a daily task. You do an audit of your brand touch points quarterly. You improve them how you want to improve them. And then, not that you set it and forget it, but it is a periodic activity to do. But it is so important to get in the habit of auditing and optimizing your brand touch points and experiences with your customers, because they all add up to make a major impact on what your company is and the aura of your business with your following. But it's also about creating the right procedure for when you grow to 2, 5, 10 times the size that you are now. You want to make sure that this is an expectation of your company 1, 5, and 10 years from now. So for everyone that's listening, you don't have to work in a media company, you don't have to work in marketing, but you should be thinking about, what are the most important ways that you interact with your customer from the second they find out about you to the second that they are no longer your customer? And how are you prioritizing to make sure that you are surprising and delighting your customers with the most important touch points in your brand? If no one owns this activity, it will never get done. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Founders Journal. As always, I will catch you tomorrow for the final episode of the week. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. Take it easy, everyone.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.